Welcome back to Crunch Time. It's time for the Crunch Exchange, brought to you by the Josh Cooley team of Keller Williams Realty. Alex presents the prospectus. Steve lets us know if he's buying, selling, or if it's pending. Sell your home worry-free with Josh Cooley, Keller Williams Realty.
Hey, so that's a pretty loud bell. Welcome back to Crunch Time.
A little bit.
Final segment on a Wednesday. That means it is the Crunch Exchange. I'm going to give Steve some stories. He's going to tell us if he's buying or selling, the prospectus from those stories. Let us begin with Baylor, which seems to be the proverbial you-know-what show at this point. Culture of covering up for sexual assault has led to the eventual firing of Art Briles, AD Ian McCaw stepping down, school president Ken Starr getting demoted, then resigning from his post as chancellor, several other members of the football program being fired, and basically the entire football program having its reset button pressed due to seemingly everyone around the program hiding behind quote-unquote religious values while covering up rapes and intimidating women and their families who stepped forward with accusations. This prompted a woman who came forward 2 years ago about being raped at Oregon State 17 years ago, Brenda Tracy, to say in an interview with Dennis Dodd this week that she thinks the football program actually should hit the reset button, shut down for a year, then regroup to uphold their values and code they tout. Her point is that Baylor is the norm right now, and what Baylor is doing is just putting a Band-Aid on an issue they are only taking seriously because they're getting really, really bad press about it. Football is, of course, the big money sport at any university. Builds morale in the school, funds almost everything in the athletic department, so shutting it down would be huge for Baylor. The prospectus. Baylor or the NCAA itself should give Baylor the essential death penalty for 1 year to fix their culture of rape and send a message to the rest of the country.
A year. So it's just you shut down for a year. You know, my knee-jerk reaction, and many of you know how much it's just, I think it's as low as a human being could stoop to take another person's humanity in a case of sexual violence. And I'm not even saying but. There's obviously a lot of good kids who are going there. But you want to know something? Sometimes you got to do something drastic to get the message across. When you first started asking it, I was like, oh, man, do I do pending? Do I learn more? I got to tell you, in a case like this, where we are, we're not making the type of progress we should. I'm going to buy it. Screw them all.
Barry Bonds, speaking of which, Barry Bonds in the news today. No, it's not about what size head or hat he wears, not about the cream or even the clear. This time, it's about him apologizing for acting like a jerk. Seriously. In an interview with SportsOnEarth.com last week, Bonds said he was stupid for acting the way he did during his playing career. His words, I mean, I was just flat out dumb. What can I say? I'm not going to try to justify the way I acted towards people. I was stupid. It wasn't an image that I invented on purpose. It actually escalated into that, and then I maintained it. It was never something that I really ever wanted. No one wants to be treated like that because I was considered to be a terrible person. You'd have to be insane to want to be treated like that. Went on to say that one time he actually tried to be nice and his teammates complained because it coincided with an 0-for-21 slump. They said they wanted the old Barry back, so he gave in. He said, I created this fire around myself, so I'm just going to live in it. The prospectus. You buy or sell that Barry Bonds was ever really a nice guy?
Well, first of all, he tried to be a nice guy just sounds like bull crap and embellishment. It's sometimes when somebody's copping to something, they throw a little something in to kind of defend themselves. But I'll tell you what, go back to the 1995 divorce trial and see what his ex, Sun Bonds, had to say about her being 8 months pregnant, getting thrown to the ground and getting kicked. And then during the Balco trial, his mistress saying he threatened to rip my head off and leave me in a ditch and all the other wonderful things. Maybe the easiest sell in the history of Crunch Time, I'm not buying the apology. This piece of crap was never a nice guy.
Not even when he was like a top toddler or something? Always been a jerk.
He was the little SOB that was, like Rodney Dangerfield said, he was scotch taping worms to the sidewalk to see the birds get hernias.
Eugene Monroe on Gottlieb today talking about legalizing marijuana in football. His stance is that the NFL should change its stance and utilize marijuana for its healing factors, stop treating the drug the same way it does cocaine, meth, etc. He also points to the way team doctors use to prescribe painkillers and other opioids that they used to believe were the go-to for players, but that eventually turned into debilitating addictions that led them to playing when they shouldn't, leading to lifelong ailments, which led to more painkillers, which led to more dependency, which in some cases led to death. Obviously, a large portion of the country has shifted its stance on marijuana, though the federal government has not, which continues to be the NFL's defense and why Roger Goodell said recently there's no difference between recreational use and healing use of marijuana in the league's eyes. Kind of small-minded, but practical in the current environment. But after hearing Monroe and the NFL stance, the prospectus, the NFL should change its policy on the medical uses of marijuana.
They should just change it. Stop testing for it. It doesn't matter. It's pointless. It's a waste of time. It's a new thing out called evolution or facts or learning or figuring it out. What was the prospectus again?
You're buying this one. The Golden State Warriors dragged themselves off the parquet of Oracle Arena in a 3-1 deficit to the Thunder to win 3 in a row, take the series on their home court the other night. Obviously, many of us counted them out down 3-1, but the Warriors quickly reminded us that they're the best regular season team in NBA history, have the best two shooters in the NBA on their team, including the best shooter in NBA history. But now they face a Cavs team with revenge on their mind. Last year, it was LeBron essentially carrying a team without K-Love and Irving due to injury and falling flat because one guy cannot beat the Warriors, even if he's one of the best players ever. But the Cavs this year are healthy, looked totally dominant in the playoffs coming into the finals, and look poised to jump on the Dubs. But that is not how Vegas looks at it. Warriors a 2-1 favorite to take Cleveland down. Seems insane the way the playoffs have gone, but then again, it's Vegas. If we know one thing, it's that they are right more often than not. That's why they are rich and we are not. The prospectus, Warriors are the prohibitive favorite in these finals.
I'll tell you what, I think the reason they're a favorite is if you took Oklahoma City and the caliber of the Spurs, even the Clippers to a certain degree, I think people are still on board with, aside from Cleveland, the West is just superior to the East. And there's kind of an unknown X factor of what did Cleveland just accomplish? So 2-1, I'm going to buy it. They are prohibitive.
Cha-ching. So we found out a bit ago that the Pro Bowl was going to move to Orlando instead of playing in Honolulu like it had every year, but two since 1975. Today, it was confirmed that the city will get the Pro Bowl beginning in 2017. Also confirmed that the league will switch back to the NFC versus AFC format instead of the draft format. It will be more kids-centric, and the week surrounding the game will celebrate the sport at all levels. What's the best place to celebrate a thing surrounding kids in Orlando, Florida? That's right, Disney World, where little Stevie Tannen spent his honeymoon many moons ago. Not that many moons ago, but it sounds better saying it that way. So where players might have been disappointed initially and not getting a free trip to Hawaii, now they're getting a free trip to Orlando, can take their kids to league-sponsored events at Disney World. Then again, it's still just a dumb game that risks player injuries for no reason that nobody wants to watch. The prospectus. You think the NFL's Pro Bowl changes will make the event better?
First of all, is it many moons ago? If it's about 7,500 days, that's a lot of moons. We're going to be married 21 years in a month.
I'm trying to make it seem like you're not old.
Here's what I want. I want to have Goodell land at Orlando, drive 45 miles due east to New Smyrna Beach, and go in the ocean. Why? It's the shark bite capital of America. You want to know the truth?
He could go jump in an oil spill in the Gulf, too, or something like that.
It's actually not a bad idea to have the players bring their kids and everything. Orlando's awesome. So I'm going to buy that, even though I could care less and I'm never going to watch the Pro Bowl again, and I haven't watched it for more than 25 years.